Strange Adventure. Inspector Jonathan Hawke sat firmly in the saddle as his horse galloped over the rough countryside. Police Sergeant Cassidy reined up beside him.
Say, Chief, why are we going to this trouble just because a guy falls off his horse?
Well, since we happened to be at the Hunt Club when word came of Mr. Bartell's fatal accident, we are nearest the police officers. We should turn in an official report.
The two men dismounted at the hedge fence where the body of the Hunt Club president lay twisted upon the ground. The other riders of the hunt had gathered, and Bartell's young wife stood nearby, weeping hysterically. While Sergeant Cassidy asked questions and took notes, Inspector Hawke examined the body. There was the deep imprint of a horseshoe. The round part had dented the skull, while the heels had shattered the lower jaw. Inspector Hawke turned to his sergeant.
What have you learned? Well, Mr. Bartell, Chief, had just bought this horse Rascal, and had ridden him ahead alone to try the jumps. Evidently, the horse balked at this hedge and reared back, throwing Mr. Bartell and kicking him.
Jonathan Hawke addressed the crowd.
Is everyone here an experienced horseman?
Everyone nodded except a young man who had just arrived on foot.
Well, I know nothing about horses.
Well, then how do you happen to be here with people whose chief interest is horses?
Well, I heard of the accident, and I hoped I could console Mrs. Bartell. I'm an old friend. My name is Steve Hoyt.
Have you known them very long?
Well, I introduced Mrs. Bartell to him 2 years ago.
Thank you. Cassidy, make some changes in your notes. This is no accident. I'm holding Steve Hoyt on suspicion of murder.
The young man launched his denial of the accusation.
Well, why would I want to kill her?
Perhaps you and Mrs. Bartell have plans for his money.
Well, you can't possibly hold me on a wild guess like that.
That is so. But you ask for my theory of a motive. Your ignorance of horses is what gave you away. Every horseman here could have seen that if they had been observant.
Inspector Hawke paused, then explained to the surprised crowd.
All of you know that a horse kicks upward, which would make the shoe print toe down. The imprint of the horseshoe on Bartell's head is the toe of the shoe pointing upward. Had the horse kicked him, the hoof mark would have been the opposite. Steve Hoyt knew Bartell was going to ride this way. Met him here on some pretext or other. After Bartell dismounted, Hoyt hit him a heavy blow with a horseshoe nailed onto a board. Board shouldn't be very difficult to find. Cassidy, take care of Mrs. Bartell. She's fainted.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Trapline Trouble, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.